You know, doctors prescribe lots of ways that we can get healthier, like stop smoking, like controlling your cholesterol through diet, or walking or jogging just 30 minutes a day. You probably wondered what this is on my hip here today. This is a pedometer, and the Peninsula Delaware Conference and many other conferences have us fat preachers on a walking program. They want, you know, because we lead such sedentary lives in a lot of cases, we get extra discounts on our health insurance and special discounts through a thing called Virgin Health Miles. I don't know if you belong to a company that have a walking program or not, but it's an incentive to earn cash. I can earn, if I do so many steps over a year, I can earn $300 just by walking. And so I try to walk 7,000 to 12,000 steps each day as I move toward renewal. And it's about 30,000 steps I forget what the total number is. It's a big number. Let's put it that way. Last year I didn't make it, but I'm trying. If I do 7,000 to 12,000 steps a day, I can reach my goal in November, whatever that number is. It's a big number. Well, when it comes to our faith, it's still about diet and exercise. And you're thinking, well, what in the world does diet and exercise have to do with my faith? It means being fed with a steady diet of Christ and exercising our faith, living a life following Jesus Christ. Maybe it's time for some of us to go on a Christ diet. You've heard of the South Beach diet. You've heard of the all kinds of different diets. A Christ diet. And what does a Christ diet look like? Well, basically it comes down to being in the Word of God, being in the power and the presence of God, prayer and devotions, and hanging out with God's people. Ask any runner or jogger, and they'll tell you it's more fun, and the time goes by faster if you're doing it with a friend, if you're running or jogging with a buddy. God's Word and God's people are essential, healthy heart of faith. Now, speaking of God's Word, did you know it's never been easier to have access to the Bible, to God's Word? As I told the kids earlier, I've got an app, and I think we've got a picture of it up here on the screen. It's called YouVersion.com, and you can go to the website and find YouVersion.com. There's another one also called Bible Gateway. Anybody ever tried these online Bibles? Yeah, a few of you. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Okay. YouVersion.com. Well, I've got it right here. Can you see it? But no, you can type in a scripture. You can find the books of the Bible. You can look for keywords, and it'll take you to all of the scriptures, like a concordance. Yeah, we have it through our website as well. Hopefully it works on there. But anyway, you can get the Bible on your smartphone or your BlackBerry or whatever. There's no excuse for not having the Word of God close by. And once you're plugged into the Word of God, it's important to have some spiritual exercise as well. Remember we said diet and exercise, diet and exercise. Well, the exercises we need are to be stretched and, yes, even put to the test following Jesus. And we know we will. Jesus told his disciples at the Last Supper table, he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, this is my..." Because Jesus knew that he'd be going away. And he was giving them the spiritual food, not the physical food necessarily, the bread and the wine. He was giving them the spiritual food, his body and his blood, for what lie ahead of them. He said, "Whoever believes in me will do the works I've been doing, and they will even do," get this, "things than these." Jesus was telling his disciples that they're going to do even more than what Jesus was able to do in the 3 years of his ministry. They would need to be strong physically and spiritually because they'd be living lives without the physical presence of Jesus, but doing even more incredible, miraculous, heart-stopping things, all of Jesus, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus would be leaving them. So, the question for us today is, what's our condition? What is the condition of our faith heart? Do we have any of the heart that I've been talking about this morning? Worry, stress, and fear. Are you feeling like you're not where you want to be in your relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you at a place in your spiritual life where you're not satisfied? You know you need to be closer to Christ. Maybe you feel ill-equipped to face the difficulties and trials in life because you've been avoiding them. Maybe, just maybe, God is allowing these things to happen to you to test you and to mature you in your faith. This week in Bible study, those Bible study members here, we talked about how we are to count it all joy when things happen to us, negative things. Why? Because God wants to mature us and stretch us and make us stronger. Think about it. What if instead of avoiding difficult conversation you know you need to have with that family member or that coworker or that person in your circle of friends, instead of having that conversation first with them, you sought out a fellow Christian and got some godly counsel before speaking to them, and then having that conversation? What if? And what if, rather than worrying about your finances, you trusted the King of Kings to watch over your treasure? Maybe set yourself up on a budget. There's a four-letter word for most people, a budget. Or maybe tried tithing for a season. What if? And what if, rather than feeding your heart on excuses to stay where you are in your spiritual life, you took steps to grow in the grace, the knowledge of God? Or you got involved in a mission or ministry here at Bethel or some other church or some other organization, or got more intentional in your devotional life and prayer life and Bible reading? What if indeed? Here's some startling statistics. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, over 785,000 people suffer their first heart attack every year. Did you hear that number? 785,000. And more than 630,000 of them will die of a heart-related disease this year. It is the number one killer among adults. Today, we need to remember what our mothers told us about breakfast. It's the most important meal of the day. Last Sunday, we talked about stewardship of creation, did we not? We talked about trees, we talked about water and air and earth and so forth. Well, we need to be better stewards. I know I do. Need to be a better steward of the temple that God has given us to live in for season. Maybe it's time to have our blood pressure checked. And I invite you to do that immediately after the service today in the lounge or in the nursery. Maybe it's time to start listening to the doctor, Dr. Jesus. Time to feed upon the wholesomeness, the bread of life, to nourish our souls on the Word of God, and to give our workout. Folks, Mom was right about breakfast, and Jesus is right about this. Now, challenge is, what are we going to do with it? Let us pray. Father, we thank you for reminding us that we are indeed your people, and that we are called to take better care of ourselves and to be good stewards of all that you've given us, especially our bodies. We ask now, O God, that you give us the grace, give us the strength and the courage to take whatever steps we need, not only to take care of our physical bodies, but to take care of our souls as well. For this reminder, we thank you for your presence, and we thank you now for these nurses and doctors who are going to make these blood pressure checks available for us. And thank you, Lord, for all these things. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. Amen.